This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus James Willis Peters, Appellant, decided February 24, 2026 by the Supreme Court of Missouri. State of Missouri, Respondent versus James Willis Peters, Appellant. Opinion issued February 24, 2026. Number SC-101-8, Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jasper County. The Honorable Dean G. Dankelson, Judge James Willis Peters, appeals his judgment of conviction for driving while intoxicated, in which he was sentenced as a chronic offender. Peters argues he should have been sentenced as an aggravated offender because the state failed to prove, beyond a reasonable doubt, one of his four prior offenses was an intoxication-related traffic offense, IARTO. This court has jurisdiction pursuant to Article 5, Section 10 of the Missouri Constitution. Because the state failed to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Peters' 2002 offense was an IARTO, the judgment is vacated and the case is remanded for resentencing. Two factual and procedural background. On August 8, 2021, Peters was charged with one count of driving while intoxicated as a chronic offender, under Section 577.10. One, during pretrial proceedings, the state sought to prove Peters was a chronic offender by offering Exhibits 3, 4, 5, and 6 to show he had four prior IARTOs. Peters objected to the introduction of Exhibit 5, arguing, "It is not sufficient to prove beyond a reasonable doubt the prior." Counsel stated, "Exhibit 5 is basically a printout on a computer screen and is not very clear on what the actual charge was. Exhibit 5 shows Peters pleaded guilty on May 2, 2002 to a municipal offense listed as driving while intoxicated, the 2002 offense. The document is certified by the Joplin Municipal Court clerk. Upon review, the circuit court determined the charge is driving while intoxicated under the Joplin City Code. The circuit court overruled Peters' objection and admitted Exhibit 5. The circuit court found Peters had four prior IARTOs and was a chronic offender beyond a reasonable doubt. The jury found Peters guilty of the present offense of driving while intoxicated. As a chronic offender, the circuit court sentenced him to 7 years in the Department of Corrections. Peters appeals, arguing the evidence was insufficient to prove, beyond a reasonable doubt, he was a chronic offender with four prior IARTOs. One, all statutory citations are to RSMO Sup, years 2017, unless otherwise noted. Three, standard of review. When reviewing a claim challenging the sufficiency of the evidence, this court must make a de novo determination whether the evidence is sufficient to permit a reasonable fact finder to find the necessary facts beyond a reasonable doubt. State v. Nowicki, 682 SW3D 410, 4 and 14, Mokern Bank, 2024. This court accepts as true all evidence tending to prove those facts and will draw all reasonable inferences in favor of finding those facts. Itty. This court, however, may not supply missing evidence or give the state the benefit of unreasonable, speculative, or forced inferences. State versus Whalen, 49 SW3D 181 184, Motor Bank, 2001. Alteration and quotations omitted. Analysis absent enhancement. Driving while intoxicated is a Class B misdemeanor, par 577.10.21. If the state proves the defendant has one or more prior IARTOs, however, the sentence may be enhanced, par 577.10.2. If the state proves the defendant is an aggravated offender, a person with three or more IARTOs, par 577.011a, RSMO Sup 2020, the offense is enhanced to a Class D felony, paragraph 577.10.24a. 2, when the state proves the defendant is a chronic offender, a person with four or more IARTOs, paragraph 577.015a, RSMO Sup Nastin 2020, the DWI offense is enhanced to a Class C felony, paragraph 577.010.25a. 2, Peters concedes the circuit court properly found he had three prior IARTOs. On appeal, he challenges only the finding that his 2002 offense, contained in Exhibit 5, was an IARTO. 4. In State v. Shepard, 643 SW3D 346, Mobank 2022, this court interpreted the definition of an erto, found in section 577(1)(15), RSMO Super 2020, to create four categories of erotos: 1, driving while intoxicated; 2, driving with excessive blood alcohol content; 3, driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs, in violation of a state law, 3, coanti, or municipal ordinance; and 4, operating a vehicle while intoxicated, and another person was injured or killed in violation of any state law, county, or municipal ordinance, any federal offense or any military offense. Shepherd, 6543 SW 3D at 349, footnote omitted. The state must prove beyond a reasonable doubt each IRTO on which it relies to enhance the present offense. Paragraph 577, ZO 23.112, RSMO 2016. Further, the state must plead all essential facts warranting a finding that the defendant is a prior, persistent, aggravated, or chronic offender. Parv 577, ZO 23.11, RSMO 2016. There is no allegation that Peter's 2002 offense